Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I am Scott Hennen, along with Mark the Freedom Poet. This What's on Your Mind preview hour. Lots to cover today, and a lot of things in the news headlines we'll cover. We have a number of guests that will join us on the program, two this hour, one next hour, one in our third hour as well. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. We'll do this backwards for you today. Congressman Cramer, of course, here with the Talk Radio Town Hall every Wednesday on What's on Your Mind, heard on more radio stations and with more listeners than any other program. And it shows, because a lot of folks really appreciate the opportunity to talk one-on-one with their member of Congress. So Kevin Cramer will be here if you do have questions, comments on any and all issues, and want to get it in right now while you think of it, 855-200-1776, extension 1, and leave your questions or comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer. A lot of things in the news to talk with him about, the situation in Ukraine, the EPA sulfur emission regulations, the visit of the administrator last week, this flood insurance curveball that came, and flood protection curveball. We're going to talk a little bit about that in the House. Amtrak service restoration, and of course, Kevin last week spent a little bit of time talking about a committee hearing about getting veterans to work in the energy industry, and he's really ramped up about this. I think there's a lot North Dakota can do to connect with unemployed vets around the country, so look forward to that conversation. Then Jack Girard will join us. He's the president of the American Petroleum Institute. Jack Girard, probably one of the most connected folks representing the business community in any sector in Washington, D.C. He's a big player. And obviously president of an organization, the American Petroleum Institute, that has members the Exxons and the Chevrons, and companies we'd know here in North Dakota like Hess and Marathon and Continental. And actually, I'm not sure if Continental is a member or not, because the American Petroleum Institute generally represents the majors and not necessarily the independents, but they're a big, big player. So anyway, we'll talk with him about the North Dakota energy boom, about the threats to it in the way of EPA regulations, and also a new initiative they're working on. Look forward to that. And then this hour, a little later on, we're going to chat with Bill Braun. Bill is the head of a great gun show that's coming to Grand Forks this weekend, the Dakota Territory and Gun Collectors Show. It was in Fargo last year. It's in Grand Forks. They move them around Sioux Falls. It's one of the best. It's so fun. Just the horse trading that goes on and all the different things you can see. It's really, really neat. So look forward to that. Ben Goldnick will be here. Ben is the president of the Minnesota Jobs Coalition. We're going to talk with him about the continued problems with MSure, which is exchange in Minnesota as a result of Obamacare, the state-run Obamacare exchange, and also the failed promises of one Governor Mark Dayton, as well as the Minnesota legislative session that's underway. So as you can see, we have a full plate and lots to cover. Now, our friend Mark the Freedom Poet, I believe, was at some of those North Dakota caucus gatherings last night. And I received a note from my friend Ed Schaefer, our former governor, who said he stopped by and he said, really amazing turnout, given the fact that there aren't a lot of, races that necessarily are attracting attention. Really people that just were there because they wanted to be delegates to the convention. So, Mark, what did you see? How'd it go?
It took me a long time to find parking. The place, the school was completely packed. I said hello to Ed. There was just a lot of really cool people there. I've been kind of going through the forum and haven't been able to find any coverage in the Inforum about it, because there were some. I'm trying to find out if there were some endorsing conventions that happened last night, and some of them are deferred. But it was really neat, and I became a delegate to the state convention.
Are you really? So you're going to be in Minot the first weekend in April.
Yeah, and I was wondering, if maybe I could get your great toy and broadcast from there on Friday. We'll see.
That's a great idea. And obviously, it will be kind of the epicenter of everything going on. The big race really is the Ag Commission race right now, obviously. Will be one that everybody is watching. I have a copy of the form in front of me here. I'm in Bismarck today, making my way to Tioga tomorrow, and then Minneapolis on Friday. Minneapolis and Tioga are a long ways away. Did you know that, Mark?
Oof, are they ever.
But I am going to fly part of the leg. My friend Gary Black from Cirrus is going to give me a little bit of a lift from Fargo to Minneapolis and back on Friday. And
that's nice.
It is. It's in a Cirrus plane. You don't get any better. North Dakota made. So I love that. I'm looking through the form. I don't see anything either. There should be something in here, shouldn't there?
it really, really bothers me, and I've gone to Inform. I haven't found a single story on it. And, you know, there was literally, like, I had that Chris Olson on in Legislative District 13. They actually had their endorsing convention last night, but in our convention, there's a lot of them have incumbents, and so they didn't need to have endorsing conventions. They'll have them probably later on. But there's a lot of autonomy in each of these legislative districts, and I got to say, I was really impressed with Judy Estenson. She had two of her sons there for Ag Commissioner. She, you know, being a rancher and a farmer, she talked about defending the North Dakota farms and ranches against the intrusions of EPA and literally standing up for their rights, you know. And I was thinking about the right of privacy and about how you're supposed to have due process when you go and march up on get into somebody's land and into their space, you know. A lot of people believe that what the EPA does and some of them they call the chemical Nazis just show up on people's land, that they really don't have constitutional authority to do that. Well, she definitely wants to be an advocate for the people of North Dakota and especially a farmer and rancher's autonomy and the right land rights. And she did mention the integrity, and she had a courageous speech, a dynamic speech, and was pretty good.
Well, that's good.
She wants to be on the air with us.
How did you contrast her with Doug Goring? Because that's the race everybody's watching right now.
Well, he was articulate. You know, he had an awful lot of knowledge about micro ag. He talked about the future, about the importance of increasing production, and you know, he gave a really good inform. Obviously, the guy knows a tremendous amount about ag, but I think this is coming down to. I think it really felt as though that she had the energy. I talked to a couple of people from Farm Bureau, for example, and they seemed to really like her. We will see, but I was impressed with her and her two sons. I think she was more dynamic, every bit, probably more passion, probably not as much nuts and bolts, fact specific, but she gave the best presentation.
That's very interesting. Well, that's going to be a race to watch without question. And Mark, I have to tell you, what you're doing in the afternoon by bringing new people into the process and the conversations you've had with Bob Harms and others to say you need to be involved, you need to go. That's why when there's nothing really on the list that people are showing up, that's a very, very good sign. It's sort of like the Freedom Club meetings and the attention there, and then connecting those folks with the political process that you and Harlan Gerger and others have been doing, Jim Casper, and all the conversations that happen at Freedom Club meetings and on the air. That's a feather in the Freedom Club's hat, so way to go.
And, you know, Bob Harms, he was warm. You get to know these people on the radio, and here he's had hip surgery. He's tall, long hair, and a cane. And I expected him to be a young, clean-cut lawyer, and he's been around the block. He's got a young voice. And it's really interesting to meet the people behind the voices. I've interviewed a lot of them, and I've interviewed three different legislative district chairs, and they were warm and friendly, and I feel like I'm welcome. It was very. I appreciate the friendly welcome. That there was many new people there, and they were welcomed, and it was good.
That's really neat. That's good, and that's a different feeling than I've had at those events in the past. So I'm glad to hear that, and that's a credit to the folks that are currently involved in the process. You know, there's a little bit of turf protection there when you've been part of that process for a long time. You don't necessarily want, you know, you kind of question folks' motives and wonder, hey, what are they up to, and. And I'm glad none of that happened. I'm glad they felt welcome, and I'm glad they're in the process, because that's what it's all about. It really is fantastic. We have an off-air call here that has a comment about the turnout last night. Go ahead and roll that. Do you have it, Shane? Okay, you tell me when you're ready to roll it. What else are we going to talk about today? How about this story, Mark? North Dakota jobs outnumber unemployed people. There is no reason not to be working in North Dakota right now. Amazing story. Another one, a principal arrested in a blaze at the Dickinson High School.
For arson?
Yes.
For arson.
This is just
possibly be?
I don't know. There's got to be a story behind the story here, though, right? I mean, was he on his way out, and this is his way of, you know, snapping? My gosh. That is unbelievable. You ready? Let's roll that comment about last night's caucus meetings.
Why is Mark lying about the Republican gathering last night? I was there. It was only half full. Take care.
All right. Well, I've got Ed Schaefer and Mark Skogerbo both telling me the turnout was amazing.
Do you realize that this is a non-presidential year, Larry? This was a terrific turnout. I had to park two blocks away.
I don't know what he means by half full.
Maybe there were more people in the presidential year. I wasn't didn't go to that one, but I was impressed.
Yeah, so was Ed Schaefer. So that's pretty good. That's pretty good check on the numbers. So nice job.
I'm not lying, but I am ignorant of what it was last time.
More coming up.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa, it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Now I've got a third validator that the crowd was very good, and also wondering whether it's ever possible to please Larry. I love the guy, but he can't just be happy. And evidently this person is reporting that he did go on a bit of a rant in the District 44 meeting. All right.
Well.
And you mentioned Chris Olson. He won the nomination in District 13 for the open house seat.
Yes, and he was on the program yesterday. I had two friends recommend him, including Generous Jerry. So we got him on the show at the last minute. He was very, very sharp. You know, he's been involved in precious metals, a very wise and smart economist. I don't know whether he's learned it or what his training is, but I was impressed by his interview.
Yeah, Chris is a good guy. I know him well, and they do a nice job. I'm trying to remember the location. They're right across from the old Ethan Allen Gallery is where they're located there, just off of, that's 42nd, I guess, right across from West Acres.
He has some association with Treasure Island, I think.
That's Treasure Island. That's what it is.
Yep. Yep.
Chris's dad started Treasure Island, and Chris has continued to expand it, and so they're into the precious metals and also have quite a facility there. Stop by sometime and see it. It's really neat. So that's great. Hey, Mark, Bill Braun is here. Bill is one of our Freedom Club sponsors. And every time he brings the Dakota Territory and Gun Collection shows to the area, we get a chance to promote them for him. And they're going to be in Grand Forks this weekend, so we wanted to find out more about that. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Super. Great day.
Fantastic. So tell us about what you got planned for Grand Forks this weekend.
Well, this is our, must be about our 27th, 28th show up there in Grand Forks. We're at the Alera Center. Beautiful facility. We've got all three ballrooms. That gives us enough space for about 330 tables. Buy, sell, trade, open to the public. Kids under 12 are free. It's just a great thing. It's like the Fargo show. People bring their kids, they bring the wife, and there's things for everyone to see.
I love it.
It's just a good time.
My son and I had a blast last year at the one at Fargo, and it is a lot of fun. I mean, in addition, obviously, there's plenty to see. I just love the camaraderie that happens and all the kibitzing and, lots of horse trading. And it's buying, it's selling, it's trading, and it's a ton of tables. So you're looking for it in any way, shape, or form. You've got it. Everything from, antique to the big brand names to the clips to the accessories. I mean, give us a little run through of what folks are going to see on these tables.
You're absolutely right. It's like taking a step back in time. It really is. If you do get that horse trader atmosphere going on at the gun show, everybody's at a different table trying to make the deal of a lifetime. And what they will see is they will see brand new modern guns, guns brand new in the box. They'll be able to buy those at decent prices. They will see antique guns. They'll see yellow boys. Genuine Henry Yellow Boys and genuine 66 Winchesters. They'll see guns that individually are worth $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a piece. So they'll get to see some really neat, really rare stuff. We've got a big pistol dealer that comes out of Minneapolis. He's got several tables of pistols, and he usually brings along one showcase just full of Henrys, 66s, 73s. Those are all old Winchesters. Just neat stuff. There will be people there with knives. There will be people selling fur trade stuff. It's really romantic and takes us back to the mountain man time. It's fun. There will be clothing. If you've got any questions for the BATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, they'll be there. They're there to answer questions. They're not there looking for problems. They're there to answer questions. They got a booth. They got free stuff to hand out. Actually, great, great guys. They really are. And on our side. Who else is there? Friends of the NRA has got a raffle going this year where it's a $20 ticket, but there's only 50 tickets, and they give away a gun. Just so many neat things are going on. Ronald McDonald's House is going to have a motorcycle raffle where you can buy tickets for a motorcycle, and the money all goes to Ronald McDonald House in Grand Forks. Our whole club, which is a 50-year-old organization, is about supporting youth hunting and fishing in North and South Dakota, keeping the kids interested in the outdoors. Because once we lose them, we've lost the game.
No kidding. It's so very true, and we've got to. And that's what I love about this. When you talk about the kids, I mean, this is a family event. This is really about those time honored traditions of grandfathers and fathers and grandsons and future generations all coming together. And it is a wonderful, wonderful event. The people, just for the people alone, it's whether you're in the market for a firearm or not, just being around these good folks is lots of fun, and the people travel from all over. How many different places do they come from to these, not just the folks that attend them, but the different people that are displaying their wares, Bill?
Well, the dealers will be anywhere from Wisconsin, across North Dakota, out to Montana, South Dakota. I've got dealers, a couple of them coming up from Iowa. They come a long ways. We will set up or spend pretty much all day Friday just getting the show set up for the public so that the public, when they get there, it's good to go.
Fantastic. So tell us the hours and the times. It's at the Alaris Center, so it's easy to find. Folks haven't been to Grand Forks, just head north on I-29 or south if you're coming from Grafton or Hoopole or Minto or wherever you're coming from. Just hit I-29, and literally the Alaris Center is right on I-29. You can see it from the interstate, so whether you take the exit, that's the DeMers exit or the 32nd exit, you'll get there either way, right along the interstate. So a lot of great activity happening up there. But what are the hours this weekend of the show, Bill?
The hours are 9 to 5 on Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. And all those east-facing doors enter that concourse that goes to the ballrooms. They don't have to go down to the end and walk all those halls and all of that. All those doors during show hours will be open. They can enter that east parking lot and walk right in.
So come on in, folks. Check it out. And again, Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday.
And the hours?
9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday.
At the Alaris Center, it is the Dakota Territory and Gun Collectors show in Grand Forks at the Alaris Center. Bill, thanks a bunch, and have a great weekend.
You guys have a great weekend, and hope to see you there.
It's going to be a blast.
Thank you.
Lots of fun in my adopted hometown of Grand Forks. So we'll see you there. Ben Golnick, when we come back from the Minnesota Jobs Coalition on the continued problems with MSHR, the state-run Obamacare exchange, and the latest on Governor Dayton. Is it Dayton or Disney? I forget.
It's Goofy.
Is it Goofy? Is it Goofy? Oh, that's the Disney connection. I forget.
They're making an animated cartoon about him.
Yeah, they ought to. They ought to, because it would fit. Then next hour, Jack Girard, president of the American Petroleum Institute on the North Dakota Energy Boom, plus Congressman Kevin Cramer. Here's a question I want you to answer. By the way, if you have a question for Congressman Cramer, get it in now at 855-200-1776. And our open phone time next hour, why would somebody not be working other than for some, you know, physical condition that prevents that in North Dakota when jobs outnumber unemployed people? Unbelievable. More coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
NESA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
At the base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about NESA Consulting Service, go to nessaconsulting.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
John Nelson from Barnesville, Minnesota. Dave, I'm responding to the last caller, Larry. Hey, Larry, I've met you. I met you at the Freedom Club meeting. And I just want to say, sir, we are on the same side, my friend. I believe you're a conservative. So what is the deal? Take care.
You know, I love passion, however it comes. And sometimes passion is mistaken for, somebody being a cranky pants. And that probably could be fairly directed at me as well over the years, because I tend to get a little spun up around my own axle, you know. I stole that term from Karl Rove. He always says, Hannon, you're all spun up. What's going on? But everybody reacts differently, and we all have our role. But I do agree. I think that, to suggest that Mark's lying or Ed Schaefer's lying or other folks are lying, you know, come on. It was a great turnout. That's wonderful. Now, you could have said we'd like more people there. Of course. Absolutely we would. I see, by the way, Larry has also emailed that he's not going to listen in the 10 o'clock hour because he doesn't want to hear Kevin Cramer's lies. So he's loving the lie word today.
But, you know, is he making a lot of friends for his cause?
No, I don't think he is, actually. He's probably scaring people.
Political science is, is really try to get along and, you know, stand up for what you believe, but do it with civility.
Exactly right. So Mark and I are going to chat next with Ben Golnick. Ben is the president of the Minnesota Jobs Coalition, and probably nobody better to give us the lay of the land in the legislature and with the MSHR, what's going on with the Obamacare exchange in Minnesota. Governor Disney, or was it Dayton? I forget. It's the goofy Disney thing I always get mixed up there. Governor Dayton's failed promises on so many fronts, and that's Ben Golnick who joins us on the program today. Hi, Ben. How are you?
Hey, real well, guys. I'll try to not be too cranky here this morning, but feeling yeah. Pretty good today.
Well, good, good. Just don't call us a liar, and then everything will be fine. or our congressman or anything else. But, politics ain't beanball. We understand that. But, you know, what is that about attracting flies? Honey versus, I forget, never mind. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about what the heck's happening down there. First of all, I know Minnesota's more blue than we'd like, right? But is Obamacare blowing through sort of the old political lines? In other words, are there folks in Minnesota that say, you know, maybe this Obamacare and maybe this Obama guy isn't what we were sold? Is that happening? Is it breaking through?
Well, absolutely, Scott. I think we saw a poll came out about 2 weeks ago from the Minneapolis Star Tribune, and historically those polls, as you guys can imagine, are pretty off, but this one had Obama at a 43 approval, 50% disapproval, which, I think the poll is heavily weighted towards Democrats. So I think it's safe to say that maybe even the high 30s in Minnesota, and I think that Democrats know that he may really be a drag for them this November in terms of enthusiasm. Al Franken, a poll came out yesterday, or maybe it was Monday, had him at only, 49-41 against really unknown Republican challengers. So I think that I think this may be a little bit of a wave year, and Minnesota always seems to get hit a little late, but I think we're feeling, cautiously optimistic on our side, and the Dems are certainly giving us a lot of material to go after them with.
And is Obamacare the reason?
I think it is. I think Obamacare, the PolitiFact lie of the year. Sorry to forget the lie word, but that was, President Obama's promise that if you like your insurance, you can keep it. In Minnesota, there's at least 140,000 people who are going to lose it. Insure, as you mentioned, that's the Obamacare exchange in Minnesota, has been a complete disaster in its rollout. And beyond the glitches and the, you know, $100 million plus website not working, the real problem with Obamacare in Minnesota is not enough healthy people are signing up. And as you guys know, you need healthy people, younger people signing up to support the whole system. And I think the concern is, you know, open enrollment closes at the end of this month. They're off by, I think, well, they're only at 40% of their goal for private signups. So no way they're going to hit the goals. And that means insurance rates are going to go up. And that ultimately means taxpayers are going to pay, you know, have to pay millions of dollars to prop this thing up. So I think it's a major problem, and I think it's going to continue to be a problem through the election.
Is Governor Dayton going to have an easier job sort of deflecting his failed broken promises, given the fact he got a surplus now there and some things economically, you know, looking up, that certainly is the shiny object for the media now to say, oh, it's a Democratic legislature and it's Governor Dayton, and look, we have our projections are up and we have a surplus. Is that going to make politically the argument against Dayton more difficult?
I think it might. I think, you know, obviously a lot of the media is going to help with that narrative. But I think the reality is that we've got to remind folks, last year the Democrats came in, they raised taxes by over $2 billion to close a deficit of, it was about $600 million. So now we have a surplus, and they're going to take credit for that. And now they want to repeal some of those taxes they raised last session. It's kind of like, you know, hey, I stole your wallet, I'm going to give you back $2 of the, you know, $10 I took. And now they're kind of claiming victory. We're repealing taxes. So it's kind of become a little bit of a joke, you know, what does it take for a Democrat to cut taxes? Well, to have raised them by a, you know, ungodly amount the previous year. So I think that we need to remind folks of that. And as it relates to Governor Dayton, and a lot of your listeners there in Northwest Minnesota will know this, they promised property tax cuts by giving increased payments to local governments. Well, what do you know? These local governments didn't cut property taxes. They found ways to spend the money. So I think we need to hold Governor Dayton and the Democrats accountable for that. You know, it's one-party rule here in Minnesota. They control everything, and, you know, their policies just haven't worked. So I think we'll continue to go after them on those issues.
Where do you think Mark Dayton is most vulnerable?
I think Minshew is going to be a huge piece. And then I just think just being disconnected, you know, being a little aloof from what reality is. And this is a guy who's been running for office for, I think, about 40 years. Never really held a real job. He taught for, I think, a year or two, taught school in New York City. But, you know, he's never worked in the private sector, as far as we can tell. So I think he's not really in tune with average folks. And, you know, they'll talk a little bit about, well, you know, the economy seems to be improving. But I think if you look at the labor numbers, what you see is, and unlike North Dakota, where you guys have a booming economy, in Minnesota, and I think this is true in other places, you have people who have left the workforce. So the labor force, I think, is actually smaller now than when Dayton took office. Unemployment is lower, but I think that's really a function of that some folks have just given up looking for jobs. So I think, you know, we'll have to do, you know, jobs economy and really ask people, are you better off today with these, you know, huge amounts of tax increases that the Dayton and the Democrats have pushed upon us?
I'm going to hand you off to Mark here in a moment, but I do want to ask you about this story about the University of Minnesota president saying we need more money than Dayton provides. These guys in higher ed never cease to amaze me, but what do you make of this story?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think people are pretty taken aback about that he said that. And, you know, I mean, I think it just goes to show, is, you know, that example with those local governments. I mean, no amount of money is enough, you know, and you give them more money to these local governments, you expect them to cut property taxes and make smart decisions. Instead, they, you know, they find ways to spend the money. So I think, you know, everybody, including the universities, they need to, obviously, you know, and I'm sure you and your listeners agree, we need to, you know, be smart with the dollars. And I think that, you know, even the amount Governor Dayton offered was more than sufficient.
Mark, I know you're itching to talk about Alex Meyer, who at 6'9" is maybe an ace, because, you know, we're going to get to some sports here. But I'm getting, the reason I'm starting to think about the Twins is because, you know, it makes me think of spring. But I love this story. The starter could be a doozy. But before you do that, why don't you wrap up with Bannon, any questions you have for?
Well, I sure do. You know, the flap, you basically, as I understand, believe that Dayton lied about property taxes. Now, why don't you give us a rundown? There's a story in the Grand Forks Herald about that today, about the difference between reality and where we are in property taxes in Minnesota, because I know some people that are just shocked about property taxes on lake properties and other things.
Yeah, well, so you guys probably know, in Minnesota, there's a program called LGA, stands for Local Government Aid, which originally that was set up to, the state would provide payments to some cities who might not have a broad enough tax base, to help fund their local governments. Well, over time, what this became was, you know, some would call it, you know, welfare from the state to cities, and a lot of it went to Minneapolis and St. Paul. So went way beyond what was originally intended. Governor Plenty, who served, as you know, for 8 years, when he came in, he cut back on some of these payments, these LGA payments. Democrats, you know, squawked and said, oh, this is causing property tax increases. Some counties were, you know, smart with their budgets and were able to hold the line on property taxes. Some weren't. So when Mark Dayton came in and had Democrats, in full control, they really increased these payments to local government, including to Minneapolis and St. Paul. And when they did that, they said, hey, we're going to have property taxes cut for the first time. And the revenue department came out, and I think it was the end of July of last year, Mark Dayton and the Democrats held a big press conference, graphs showing they were going to cut property taxes. Well, lo and behold, the projections came out, I think, in November, and it said, well, look at this. Local governments have not cut back. We're not going to see property tax decreases. In fact, we may see increases of up to 2%. So, what we saw went on Friday afternoon, and you know, never a good sign when politicians release information late on a Friday, but literally at 5 p.m. on Friday,
that's right.
Dayton's revenue department released their numbers, and it turns out that I think 2/3 of Minnesota's 87 counties will in fact see property tax increases, this year.
Oh. So then the nose continues to grow. You know, another thing, I don't think there's an awful lot of businesses within 50 to 100 miles, in fact, statewide, that are looking very seriously about an onerous, oppressive tax and regulatory system in Minnesota compared to the Dakotas and even Wisconsin, for crying out loud. I mean, taxes on storage, the big, enormous jump on taxes like gas propositions and, you know, and cigarettes and all kinds of taxes, not to mention the big move towards unionizing daycare. There's a whole bunch of things in Minnesota that don't compare well to the Dakotas.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. Well, now we've got the conversation on minimum wage, which you guys have probably seen. I mean, we've heard from a lot of folks along the borders there that's going to have an impact. You know, if they're going to grow their businesses, why not go across North Dakota or go over to Wisconsin? So, yeah, I think there's a whole host of issues that, you know, these DFL politicians and Mark Dayton just simply don't get and aren't paying attention to.
I think you're right about being oblivious. You know, some of these taxes literally are very discouraging. It's very discouraging. And then you hear about the effort to get some minerals up by the Iron Range. You know, there's an awful lot of nickel and copper and all kinds of things up there. And then you've got the extreme environmentalists that inhabit the left. And so here we have North Dakota just cooking as far as getting natural resources out. Minnesota is rich and stymied.
Well, that's right. And some refer to that Iron Range area there in northeast Minnesota, you know, the copper nickel, they say that could be Minnesota's Bakken. Really, really could be. I mean, it's unbelievable the potential there, and it's been slowed. And, you know, that's something we really need to see happen. And that would provide, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of good paying jobs in that region.
Well, I really appreciate your comments, Ben Golnick, the great work you do to keep people informed. How can they find out about you? What's your website?
You can go on Facebook, MN Jobs Coalition. You can find us online, mnjobscoalition.org. Also on Twitter, go to Google.
Jobscoalition.org. Thank you, Ben Golnick.
Thanks, guys.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
How would you like to have lake life without the chores? You can when you purchase a beautiful Chase on the Lake condo right on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. All you do is sit back, relax, and let Chase on the Lake take care of everything. I'd love to give you a first-hand personal tour of this beautiful facility the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. Will you join us at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota? Check it out at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You like honky tonk, Mark? Having spent a lot of years behind the guitar? That's your kind of music? Mark's in the bathroom. Oh, I see. All right. All right. Well, or getting coffee. Okay, coffee. I think they're just cleaning it up for us, aren't they, Jane?
Yeah.
All right. He probably coffee first, then bathroom. That's what I'm guessing, right? Coffee, then the bathroom.
Yeah.
It generally kind of follows that little trail there, as a matter of fact, so. Exactly right. I hear him clunking around in the chairs. Though, so
there I am. Yeah. I was up talking to Stacy. She's feeling better. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm late.
Coffee or bathroom break? Which was it?
At my age, I'm not sure which comes first.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, we're back on the program. What else was I going to tell you? You heard this story about this New Jersey student?
The New Jersey student?
Yeah. Have you been following this at all? We've got a bizarre situation at the school in Dickinson with the principal being arrested for arson at the school. And almost as strange is this New Jersey student who is suing his parents for college costs.
Right.
Yeah. Did you ever think about suing your mom and dad? Where did they send you to school again, Mark?
they He said, I started at Concordia, and but then I transferred to Texas Lutheran. And
why did you do that?
Huh? I had a skin disorder that was really bad, and let's just say I wasn't committed to the higher education at that time in my life, and it was... I
thought it had something to do with the political environment at Concordia that scared you off there. Or did that come later?
No, it came later. I actually had some really good conservative teachers that were. In fact, I was pre-med at the time. I had a Dr. Fugelstad who was just great. Had been my father's advisor. That was part of the problem. My dad was this nothing but straight A student, you know, and really committed to being a doctor during the war. And I was not committed. You cannot go into medicine unless that's your dream. And I was trying to be my dad's son. And you can't really pass on, you know, like the family farm. You can't pass on medicine. They don't let you do examinations without a MD license. And I just wasn't into it. Plus, I'd driven some ambulance, and that was really turned me off. It was just not. I'm not made for that. I'm just not comfortable in that kind of painful situations.
And they can be painful. That's for sure.
I hate to hear kids. I you know, my dad was had a lot of compassion, but he knew how to step aside and function in horrific accident situations. I could too, but I hated it.
You know, Alex, our son is considering going pre-med at UND, and yesterday actually was at the VA with some other kids from his class to see a cadaver. And that's where I think it would be that, you know, if you think about you want to go into medicine, and then when you actually interact with a cadaver, I think at that point it would be either you're in or you're out. But I think for me it would be not a chance. See you later.
Right.
Bye.
That's yeah. Right. Yeah, and you got to go there. You have to go there because you don't want to make mistakes on a live person when you're doing surgery.
No, it comes with the turf. There's no question. But I don't believe he's going to be suing us for his tuition at UND. I think he understands that... thankfully there'll be some scholarships because he's a good student, and you know, we'll do our part, and he doesn't have to sue us. But did your folks pay for your way through college?
Well, I worked on farm from the time I was in the seventh grade, but and I worked while I was in college and washing dishes and stuff. But they paid for a bulk of it, and I did not earn scholarships. I had some challenges in high school. Let's just face it, I embarrassed my dad. He was a president of the school board, and we all
embarrass our parents at some point.
I got some prizes for that.
This teenager in New Jersey sued her parents, for college tuition costs after she was cut off of money and kicked out of the house for not following rules. How's this for the poster child for spoiled kids in modern parenting? Unbelievable.
Yes,
that's nuts. Flat out nuts. Speaking of nuts, Craig Cobb down at Leith. Did I say that? I guess I meant, you know, is it normal or nuts to move into a small North Dakota community and try and foist your rather radical views on folks? I think it's a little nuts. Anyway, that's been a sad situation for the folks in Leith. Guess what? The guy has redeemed himself, in my view. He's turning the property back to the folks in Leith. I think that's fantastic.
Good for him, you know. I think it finally dawned on him, this whole terrorist business, that those are just some ordinary people, and white supremacy, he had an edge to him. He embarrassed himself. He's complicated his life legally, and I think you're right. I think he has softened the rage against him and maybe let the people in Leith go back to normal. I think there's one other separatist that's going to keep some property at this point, but it looks like sanity is coming back to that city.
By the way, we have some weather that is going to be a little hairy over the next couple of days. Fargo, patchy blowing snow before 4 today, and cloudy, high near 22. Windy, though, really windy. And tonight, some snow and sleet as well in the forecast, about 18 for a low tonight. Breezy again, though. Tomorrow, some freezing rain in the morning, slight chance of freezing rain in the afternoon, so we got to watch that closely. And then Thursday night and Friday, more of the same. Friday actually looks sunny in 19, but until then, going to be a little nuts. The hazardous weather outlook for portions of eastern North Dakota, west central, and northwestern Minnesota call for, you know, winds. Worst conditions expected across the northern valley. Winds will be the strongest there. Moderate to heavy snow moving across the area, so we're going to watch that very closely. Out in the oil patch, some snow today. And looks like it'll be about 32. Then for tonight, some snow. Then tomorrow, snow and freezing rain before noon. We'll be up there in Tioga tomorrow. Also, a hazardous weather outlook up there. So stay tuned, folks. We'll keep you posted on all of that right here.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.